This is More Than Conquerors with your Bible teacher, Pastor Ray Hagestilianos. As a teaching pastor for more than 35 years, Pastor Ray's heart and vision is simply to build up God's army, enabling them to stand strong in their faith. As the senior pastor at Living Word Christian Church in White Plains, New York, Pastor Ray will challenge you today to begin your walk in integrity and victory, forever changing your life as transformed by the power of God. More Than Conquerors is supported by the generous gifts of listeners like you. You can find us online by going to livingwordchurch.org. Welcome to the More Than Conquerors new fall 2022 radio season and Pastor Ray Hagestilianos' dynamic 11-part series premiere entitled, It's Time to Set Your Spiritual Priorities. Each and every day, in order to get to the next day in an orderly fashion, our lives are best run by prioritizing the worldly tasks that need to be done. If setting worldly priorities are so important, how much more important is it to set spiritual priorities too? After all, didn't God command us to seek ye first the kingdom of God? And why is it that when things are prioritized spiritually in our lives, everything else in the natural seems to line up too? Why does Pastor identify seeking fellowship with God and developing faith through stronger prayer as intimate spiritual priorities? Here's more of Pastor Ray's first four life-changing lessons on the importance of why it's time to set your spiritual priorities.
God is only impressed. God is only moved. God is only, you stick some other adjective in there, but only by faith. Faith is what really gets God's attention, because God is a faith God. So if it's that important, if it's impossible to please him any other way than by faith, how many of you would agree with me that developing our faith is of primary importance and needs to be a priority in our lives and every day? So when your challenges come, don't run away. Don't run from the battle. Don't be afraid to progress and to move forward. You know, one of the biggest things that we as believers have to be really careful of, and I got to watch this too for myself, is getting stagnant. Is putting ourselves in neutral or park. Or neutral is even worse, because you're in neutral. When you're in neutral, you can still put your foot on the gas and the car really revs up, vroom, 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 and it'll move a little bit. It'll shake in space because it's not locked in. But it's not really going anywhere. So we have to be very, very careful that we're not allowing fear and doubt and unbelief prevent us from moving ahead. The only thing that stretches your faith is when you, the only thing that I believe that really challenges your faith is when you begin to move forward, when you begin to take on new territory, when you challenge yourself. That's what the faith walk is. So we can't be afraid. Developing our faith is a major priority. So let's keep reading. He says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. So if it's impossible to please him, then faith is something that I've got to constantly be growing in and developing in my life. Every personal challenge can be taken down by faith. Every barrier, every trap, every temptation, every need, every desire, every want can be accomplished through and by your faith. Is everybody with? See, I don't know if you're hearing me tonight. Developing your faith, it's like a muscle, got to work it. That's why we ought to be constantly looking, what's the next thing? Where are we going? Where can I step out? Where can I challenge myself? What can I do? And I'm going to tell you, see, one of the ways to keep yourself from being lazy and bored is to take on faith challenges.
Very good.
Take on a faith challenge. Where can we go from here? What can we do? Because that will stretch you. That will enlarge you. That will challenge your faith. And then you can watch. You'll see God begin to work in your life. And the greatest thing for me is to see God deliver to me those things that I was believing in faith for, those things that I was standing in faith for and praying in faith, to see them become a reality. And I go over them. I can remember times, just offering up a prayer, God, I'm just going to trust you for this thing I'm going to believe you for this. And that's it. I just never thought about it again. Just, Lord, I'm believing you for this. And maybe it was in my subconscious or my unconscious. Just kept it as a matter of faith. And months and sometimes years went by. And then all of a sudden, I walked into it. And I realized, I had to look back. I've done this several times in my life. I had to look back, and it was God nudged me to remind me, say, do you remember when you were standing on the deck that night and you looked up to heaven and you said to me, I'm going to trust you for this? Amen. Well, here it is. Here it is. It's manifested. This is what gives us the testimony. It's when we stand our ground in faith. So we begin to brag on, because really that's what a testimony is. It's bragging on God. It's bragging on God. It's telling the world and telling others around you what God has done in your life. But the only way is by faith. It's by faith that the elders, the people, the men and women of this Bible, got their testimony, got their bragging rights. It was by and through faith. So we've got to work that faith, you see. You got to trust God. You've got to stand on the word. You've got to believe him. You've got to fight the doubt and the unbelief and just say, I'm not going to listen to what the world says. I'm not going to listen to what the devil says. I'm not going to listen to what the doctors say. I'm going to listen to you, God. Can I get a better amen in this house somewhere? Right? So he says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder. Everybody say rewarder. A rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And that word means to crave after him, to search him out, to investigate carefully, to be diligent about seeking God. You see, so I don't know how else to do life. I don't know how else to do ministry. I don't know how else to do my personal life other than by faith, by trusting him. And that's I trusted God for my cars. I trusted God for my house. I trusted God, believed God, used my faith for the furniture that I sit on, for the clothes that I wear. I've just used my faith for everything along the way. And we know that faith is the substance, right? We read that in verse 1 of chapter 11. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the evidence. I may not have it in the natural, but faith is my evidence. Faith is the proof that I've got it. And that's it. I find it in God's word. I believe it. I stand on it. And I wait for God to manifest it in my life. So developing our faith is of great importance. Let me just point you to a few verses here. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7 says this. It says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We're supposed to be faith walkers. As a matter of fact, some of the difficult places that we find ourselves in life, now I don't want to make a doctrine out of this, but some of the difficult places that we find ourselves, I believe some of us have been led there by the Holy Spirit. Just to see if we're going to walk it out by faith, if we're going to tough it out by faith, or if we're just going to become sight walkers. You see, if we don't see it, perceive it, understand it, feel comfortable with it, we don't want any part of it. If it doesn't measure up, doesn't make sense to my brain, I don't want any part of it. But yet the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight, because faith doesn't see it. You wouldn't have to use faith if you saw it. You wouldn't have to use your faith if you understood it. You wouldn't have to use your faith if it was there for you. You wouldn't have to use your faith if it was easy. You use your faith when there are things that you can't change. You can't create. You can't get on your own. Only through the power of faith can it be accomplished through trusting God and his word. Could that thing ever manifest in your life? Does that make sense to everybody? We walk by faith. In other words, we're supposed to be walking this faith walk every day. We walk by faith. Every day I'm walking in faith. I don't understand sometimes how things are going to work out. I don't understand how things are going to, you know, I see a vision, but I don't always understand how to get there. But my faith, if I will just stay in faith over it, I'm not going to doubt. I'm not going to disbelieve God. I'm just going to keep thanking God every day. Thank you, Lord. You're making a way where there seems to be no way. You're making rivers in the desert. You're making the crooked way straight and the rocky way smooth. I don't understand. I don't know how it's going to happen, but you know what? I'm not going to get into doubt. I'm just trusting you. I'm standing upon your word. I'm walking by faith. Every day I'm walking. I have to walk by faith every day in this ministry. Every day. I have to trust God. I can't trust people. Ain't that the truth? Because they love you today and hate you tomorrow. They're here today and gone tomorrow. Sometimes I think back and I go over and say, what happened to so-and-so? I haven't seen them in a long time. They told me, man, they were so happy here and now they're gone. Now, I love people and I don't mistrust people. Please understand that. I don't have any reason to mistrust you. I want you to know I love you and I trust you. But in general, my trust is not more in people, right? I'm not suspicious of everybody. Some people I am, but I have come to a point in my life where I realize that I have to trust God more than I can trust people or trust circumstances or trust this natural world, because I don't know about you, but I've come up disappointed putting my trust in man, putting my trust in a boss, putting my trust in a job, putting my trust in other worldly. How many of you would agree with me? So I found that I can't put my trust there. I have to put my trust in the living God and lead in the Word of God and leave how all this is going to work out to the hand of God. He'll work it out. So a priority in my life, I must know every day in my life that I am here developing my faith every day, so I can't worry and I can't be fearful and fretful and doubtful. I have to be faithful, filled with faith every day, because you don't always know what the next step is. You don't always know where the next step is leading you. I've walked some things out. I didn't know where I was going. It was like this. It was like as if someone blindfolded me and I'm just going, and someone, there's like a little voice saying, go left. Okay, go. Did you ever play that game? You know, we used to play a game, blindfold people and try to make them walk through an obstacle course and you direct them. Yeah, well, that's how I felt many times in my years of ministry. Like, I don't really know. No, people sometimes think I know what I'm doing. Man, God is good. Because sometimes I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm just walking by faith. I'm just trusting Him every step of the way. I mean, can I tell you the truth? I mean, after doing this for 33 years now, 30 years in ministry, I do know a little bit of what I'm doing. But sometimes in certain things that God wants me to accomplish, I don't always understand. Anybody know what I'm talking about? But that's what we're called to do. We're called to walk by faith, not by sight. Don't be a looker. There used to be a wonderful saying. I guess it was Smith Wigglesworth used to say this, if you know who he is. Some of you know who he is. Great man of faith. He used to say, fear looks, faith jumps. That's it. Fear looks, but faith just jumps. And that's how it's supposed to be. All right, so we walk by faith, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, not by sight. Now, here there are, I know of four scriptural references where the term the just shall live by faith is recorded. I'll give them to you if you're interested in them. Romans 1:17. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So how are we supposed to live? By faith. And then Galatians chapter 3, verse 11. No one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident. Listen, for the just shall live by faith. Amen. Say it with me. The just shall live by faith. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 38. It says, I said four, but there are three references. I'm sorry. 10:38 says, the just, again, shall live by faith. So faith should be a lifestyle. It shouldn't be uncommon for us to be walking by faith. Amen. Like I should be able to go up to everybody in this place and say, so where's your faith walk today? What are you believing God for? What is the destination that you have your eyes on? What is it that you're trusting God for? What is it that you're believing Him for? Right. Every one of us ought to be walking. See, if you're just living life like getting up in the morning, guzzling down your coffee, eating your breakfast, go to work, eat your lunch, come home, eat your dinner, watch TV, go to bed, get up in the morning, guzzle your coffee, eat your breakfast, go to work. If this is the life you're living, you're not walking by faith. You're walking by boredom. You are boring. You have no destination. You have nothing that's driving you. You have no hope, no expectation, no dream, no vision. You don't see a bigger and a better life for yourself. You don't see that you can come out of where you are and come to a much bigger, broader, gooder place. And faith, see, what is your faith project? What's the faith project that's before you? Where is it? What do you want? Are you believing God for an apartment? Are you believing God for a condo? Are you believing God for a house? Are you believing Him for a new car? Are you believing Him for something? Are you trusting Him for your bills paid? But not only are you trusting Him for your bills paid, but trusting Him for the day that you're not going to have to worry about your bills getting paid. Are you believing that you're going to be one of the biggest givers to the kingdom of God? Hallelujah. Are you walking by faith? And when things come and we don't understand, we say, God, I don't understand, but I trust You by faith. Because I'm the just, and I'm supposed to be living by faith. See, I like what Fred Price said years ago, and I never forgotten. He says, most people, a lot of people, use faith like a spare tire. They only pull it out when they have a need. And the Bible says that we're to live by faith. Don't use your faith like a spare tire.
That's right.
How often do you think about your spare tire? Some of you don't even know if you have a spare tire. If you got a flat, that's when you start thinking about a spare. And you better make sure that there's one in the trunk. Because if it ain't there, you're in trouble. But that's the only time you think about a spare tire. And that's how some people are with faith. We just live through life. You know, we don't think. And then all of a sudden, ba-boom, something happens. Like, where's my faith? Pray for me, somebody. And then we get offended because people don't want to pray with us or can't pray with us or whatever. Or they don't answer the phone. They don't answer the email. Honey, baby, sweetheart, the first line of defense is your faith.
There you go.
Not my faith, your faith. I've been working on mine. Have you been working on yours? Now, I understand, yeah, we're here to bear each other's burdens. But brother, sister, you can't be yoked to me. You got to stand on your own two feet. You got to develop your own faith. This is a priority. You've got to stand up and start declaring and speaking and talking to that mountain and declaring your future and standing on and doing the word of God. That's one of the priorities we're going to talk about next week. But you've got to develop your own faith. You can't suck my faith dry. I'm working on mine. Right? Listen, you know, if you didn't bring your lunch, don't expect to eat all of mine.
There you go. Very good.
You understand? And this is how we are as Christians. We don't want to do it. We need to develop our faith. What is it that you're better life? Better living condition? Whatever it is, begin to make it a faith project, because we, the believers, the just ones, we walk by faith, not by sight. The just shall live by their faith. We're going to live every single moment of our life by trusting God. I realize that it's in Him that I live and move and have my being, and every breath that I breathe, it's by faith and trust in Him. I don't know. I don't know it tomorrow, but I'm trusting by faith. My faith is going to see me through every situation and every circumstance. Is everybody with me?
Yeah.
So don't think it's strange, man. This opportunity, when junk comes your way, it's an opportunity to exercise your faith muscle. Because we are called, the just are called to live by faith. Amen?
Amen.
Romans 10:17 teaches us, and we're going to stop here tonight, but it says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So how are we going to increase our faith? Or how do we develop, how do we grow our faith? Well, there's only this one verse in the whole Bible that tells us how faith comes. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. As you get into the Bible and you read the Bible and you listen to the word being spoken, that's why you need to be in church. That's why you need to make church attendance a priority in your life. Not just because, you know, you want to come and sing or you want to come and look at the good-looking people or whatever it be. It's because you want to come and hear the word of God, because the word, and only the word, is what builds faith.
Amen.
Another thing that happens is when you exercise, when you use your faith, that's also, it causes your faith to get stronger. But the way faith comes, the way faith initiates in your life, is by the word of God. The use of faith makes it stronger. Praying in the Spirit builds up your faith. Right? Jude, I believe it's verse 21. It says, building yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit or in the Holy Ghost. So praying in the Spirit, praying in tongues. That's why it's important to be baptized in the Holy Spirit and to have tongues in your life. Of course, you don't hear about that on TV anymore. Everybody's shying away from the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but I'm not. I'm not, because I know it's changed my life. And I thank God, like Paul says, I thank God more than you all that I pray in tongues, that I speak in tongues. So I'm not ashamed. I'm not afraid. I know people think it's weird, but no, it's been given to us for a purpose, to build up our faith. I want everything. I want all the tools working for me in my life to help me build my faith, because I'm called to live by faith. I'm told that I walk by faith and not by sight. I know that if I've gotten to this far in my life by faith, and I know I'm going to get the rest of the way, one and only way, by faith, just like the elders of old obtained their testimony by faith, so I'm going to obtain my testimony by faith, so are you going to obtain your testimony by faith. That's the way. You can't just hope for it. You can't just think about it. You can't just, you can't just believe it. You have to have faith. You've got to put your faith into operation every day. Does everybody see what I'm saying? So faith, developing our faith is a priority in our lives. And you see, sometimes, we're going to end here, but sometimes I've done this on purpose. I've seen somebody who's been around for a while, and been different people, who have maybe been going through something, and my heart really goes out to them. And I see, they don't know. I'm praying for them behind the scenes, but I back off a little bit. And the reason why I back off a little bit is because I realize that they need to learn how to, by faith, push through and do this on their own instead of always looking for a lifesaver or a life preserver. You know, there have been times when people have come to me and asked my help, and I've withheld my help, not because I was being mean, but I realized that this was an opportunity for this person to use their faith and for God to show them how awesome He is and how He will provide and He will do if you'll just trust them by faith. And it's interesting how many times those same people come back to me and said, "Wow, Pastor, you know, all of a sudden this thing happened. It came from here. It came from there. Or this door opened." I said, "See, I told you, just be patient. Just trust God. Just use your faith. Operate in your faith." See, I'm concerned. I'm concerned that believers today are getting very lazy with their faith. We're getting very, very lazy. A lot of it is a lot of the messages that we're getting, we're hearing on television. They're not faith inspiring. They're not faith building. They're not faith challenging. It's like, just, relax, everything's going to be all right. But the truth of the matter is that we believers, a priority in our lives is that we need to develop our faith, and we do that every single day. So don't worry when something happens. You just stand your ground on your faith. You just get back to the Word of God. You just keep speaking that Word. You keep thanking God. You keep rebuking the devil. You just keep on going. Do not ever quit. Your faith is going to see you through.
Tune in tomorrow afternoon at 2 for More Than Conquerors with Pastor Ray. If today's message was a blessing to you, ask for your free CD of the broadcast for a gift of any amount to help support this radio ministry. Just mail your request with your check to More Than Conquerors, or MTC, P.O. Box 8187, White Plains, New York, 10602. Be sure to include the date of the message you're requesting. If ordering a complete Bible study series, a minimum love offering of $20 is appreciated. Identify the series and include the word series in your order. If you missed any of the hundreds of inspiring, life-changing Bible study messages of encouragement taught by Pastor Ray on this More Than Conquerors radio station, such as those on salvation, healing, miracles, faith, forgiveness, and many more, podcast downloads of all these programs are yours free of charge by simply going to PastorRayNY.com or WMCA.com and clicking on Podcasts. That's podcasts at either PastorRayNY.com or WMCA.com. Thank you for listening to and supporting this ministry of God-centered lessons of integrity and victory from the Word of God, and being ever mindful that, as life's challenges come, God's Word is truth and will always impact our lives in a positive way in making us more than conquerors.